can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Hey, everybody. So I'm sitting here with Natalie. Hello. And Lindsay.
Hi.
A lot of requests for you to come back.
People love you.
Gosh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, everyone's obsessed with you. And now that Natalie has shown me where to see comments on my Instagram.
I know. By the way, you always say, send me your messages, but you never checked them before.
Because I didn't know how, because I'm an idiot. And but you know what I'm finding very satisfying about Instagram right now? Do you know that new thing that like you, when you scroll through, there's a check mark and said, you're all caught up.
No.
What? You don't
that?
Get that?
What do you mean you're all caught up?
It means you've seen everything.
On
my feed.
Do you think it's because she has a blue check?
I don't,
because she's a
because she's
fancy,
high class. I don't. By the way, I would hate that. I would be like, oh my god, I have no life. I just went through everyone's.
No, you know what? It's very satisfying.
Yeah, like check it off the
no,
list.
No, it's like I'm caught up. It's like getting your scrapbooks done or cleaning out your closet.
Wait, but you're scrolling.
It's like a little congratulations. Yeah. You did it.
Done.
Really?
Yeah. I'll show you. Hold on.
I feel like I would be like, oh my God, how long have I been here?
By the way, Lido House has a blue check. Terry does not. How do we fix that?
Oh, the contact at Instagram.
Oh yeah, that's your person, right? Okay, watch this, Terry. So I'm showing them my feed, right? Here's some things that I have not seen yet. Now watch. Check mark.
What?
And it says, can you read that? What does it say? You're all cut up.
You've seen all new posts from the past 2 days.
There you go. And by the way, I just poured an epically fabulous bottle of Krug, and we're going to
cheers.
Thanks for coming over.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. We have so much to talk. Oh, that's good.
Oh, my gosh. That's so delicious.
Oh, good. We have as always, so much to talk about. By the way, thank you guys, everyone, for all of your incredible comments about...
She's all about the comments. Now she sees them.
No, before that. Oh. The other comments that I see in like on Twitter and on... and I see comments on
your
Instagram.
On your posts.
Yeah, on my posts. Mm-hmm. And then like I'll put like little things out there like ask me a question. I see those.
Right.
Things. But I didn't understand how to see those.
Right, the messages.
Because Natalie kept sending me the messages and I'm like, that is so sweet. I'm like, where do you get those?
She's I'm like, you probably have a ton.
There's like thousands there. I didn't know. Now I'm reading them, okay? So now please keep leaving the comments. No, everyone, very, very lovely comments about the bonus episode we did on addiction. And I've had some people actually call me and stop me in the airport when I was in Minnesota and when I was at Evine and talk about how nice that was. All right, I want to do a little housekeeping. Because first of all, we're going to hear about Natalie jumped out of an airplane. I just don't even know. I can't wait to hear the story.
Neither.
I have to hear, and she wouldn't even post a picture of her face because it was like fluttering all over. Wait, we're going to get to that.
Okay, sorry,
we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about my fabulous new shoes and all kinds of things. Oh, something big is coming. Wait for it. I'm going to let you guys call in. You'll see. All right. Anyway, I was talking about, I hate when I talk about something and I say, I'll tell you guys when I remember and then I don't remember. So we were talking about comfy sweats because Natalie still has a pair of like ugly sweats. Mm. I'm like, you're living with Riley. You can't have ugly sweats.
No.
I don't wear them around him. It's just like when I'm in my comfort zone, I wear.
It's over.
Ugh.
Time's passed.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
What if you fell asleep on the couch in the ugly sweats and he came home to surprise you?
I wouldn't do that.
It would happen.
No.
Yeah, you have too much champagne.
No,
you
he's out of town. I wear my ugly sweats.
Something happens. He gets an earlier flight. He comes home. You're lying there with the ugly sweats. And I'm sorry.
I would take them off so fast.
You wouldn't even know. He'd see you. I don't like it. So I told her she has to get rid of the ugly sweats. So a lot of people said, what are the nice sweats? So these are the kinds. I went through my drawer and this is what I like. I like Monroe. I don't know what I'm wearing right now. Wild Fox.
Wild Fox.
Yeah. I like Monroe a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like Wild Fox. I like PJ Salvage. I like Sundry.
Yeah.
I like Michael Lauren and I like Lauren Moshe.
Yeah.
Cool.
How do you feel about all that?
I don't know half of them.
They're super nice.
Oh,
but let me tell you something. If you look at some of these sweats, you go, wow, those are kind of pricey.
Yes.
I have pairs that I've had for several years,
totally.
Literally. If you take care of your stuff, they last.
Are we talking like sweats as in literally they're baggy and they're stretchy and there's nothing showing your figure?
These are Sundry.
Turn around.
Those are Wild Fox. Oh, the pants are Sundry?
The pants are Sundry.
So these
are very old. This would be like the schleppiest look that I would have.
So would you sleep in this? Like, is it lounge to sleep?
Not to be TMI, but I sleep nude.
Always?
Always.
Okay. So for other people who don't sleep nude, would you say it's lounge to sleepwear?
Yes, or is for sure.
Perfect. So it's kind of like...
But you'd have to pick the right weight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of the PJ Salvage stuff, they have lighter weight things. I feel like Monroe also... No, even Wild Fox, you can find cotton things as opposed... Yeah,
super thin.
Right. But I will tell you, like, but I do have other pairs that are more... fitted, that are nice. My whole feeling is if you're going to be in the house and your significant other is around, or just even for yourself.
Totally. Yeah.
Because I used to do, we talked about this, but I'll just tell you, I used to do this Sunday thing where I felt like, I don't want to waste an outfit. It's Sunday.
Right.
And then I don't like that. So I think you should actually look great and on Sundays because it makes you feel great.
Right.
And that way you don't have that tomorrow's Monday feeling.
Right.
But with the sweats, some of them are a little baggier, some of them are more fitted, and it's all, you need to be comfortable. I'm not saying you shouldn't be comfortable in your own home.
Right.
I'm just saying you should look put together. Like, I don't have any makeup on, but my hair is pulled back, and you know, whatever. And if Terry, although I must look like hell right now, I'm beyond exhausted. The weekend in Minnesota just fried me. So it might not be my best look, but the point is, I just feel like you should always be put together. So those are the sweats. All right.
Love it.
Yeah,
I love it. Nordstrom also has brands that are like Wild Fox that are like half the price now. Like Chaser brand.
Yeah.
Laundry Room. Because Monroe can get pricey, you know? But I think there's also something to be said. When I was younger, I would just get a whole bunch. And now I only like to have, like, whatever, six full sets at a time, right? Like,
and when they die, you replace them.
Don't be afraid to throw them away, but spend the money on, like,
a quality,
nice full set. And then you just feel so much put together. You don't need, you know, you don't need two dozen of them.
And here's the other thing. You can get cute tanks and t-shirts that are very inexpensive and spend the money on the bottoms.
Right.
I also feel like don't put them in the dryer. I hate the dryer.
Yeah, me too.
I really only put towels in the dryer.
You hang dry everything? Not even on delicate?
No.
Yeah, everything's on delicate with mine.
Yeah.
I hang dry.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Natalie's giving me the side eye. She's like, well, let's be honest, sister. You don't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I would have no room to hang dry.
I will tell you that in the days of the coin-op laundry, there was no hang dry.
You know what's funny? I don't like the way that the texture of my clothes when I hang dry.
Right, because they're kind of crunchy.
Crunchy, like crispy, and I just hate it.
Mine are not. Mine are perfect.
You must
thank
do it
God
very
for
well.
Ina. Or else I don't know what I would do. So did I tell you that my sister is using that Flex Cup?
Yes.
How cool is that?
I know. I had never heard of it before.
No, me neither. And what I thought was really neat about it is that it helps with cramps and bloating.
Which is what I need because I suffer from it so bad.
This is the first true period product innovation in 80 years. It's completely changing the game. It's the Flex Disc. Flex was designed to change your period and your life because it's not a tampon. It's not a cup. It's a flexible disc that fits perfectly inside your body. And once it's in place, you don't feel it. It's like contact lenses.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And you can wear each disc for up to 12 hours. Just think about the, you know, how nice that is to not be a slave to your period.
Right.
Right? First of all, carry all that stuff with you.
Yeah.
Have to go to the bathroom every 2 hours because the Flex is completely body safe. It's FDA registered, hypoallergenic, made without BPA, phthalates, latex, or silicone. And it's the only internally worn period product that's not linked to toxic shock syndrome.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. Crazy. Flex won't slow you down on busy work days, hold you back at the gym, or keep you from living your life ever. Plus, no accidents, right?
That alone, I'm sold.
Have the most comfortable period of your life. Go to IHateTampons.com now and use promo code Heather to get an additional 30% off your first purchase. That's promo code Heather at IHateTampons.com for 30% off Flex. IHateTampons.com. Okay, I'm totally ready for it. So, all right, so here's the backstory. So, Natalie, if you guys remember, Natalie and Ryan, and yes, Riley,
I was like, that was so weird.
How did that just come out of my mouth?
No, not
that was the douche.
Yes.
She was dating the douche. Maybe I should say it, but whatever, it's already out there. So, she was dating the douche when I met Riley.
Right.
And yes, I did 100% introduce.
You did.
You're right. I don't care what Bob says. It's all me.
Right.
I give you full credit.
Full credit. So anyway, so when I introduced, you were still with the douche. And then I remember you saying to me, like, how could I go out with this guy?
Yeah.
If I just broke up with the douche and, you know,
it was days later. I literally hung up the phone And I was like picking up the call of right. like, hey, do you want to go out?
Right.
And I said, just go. So
I was
you'll
so
be
not
friends,
about
friends, whatever. Okay. But apparently we're using that first outing as our anniversary.
We are. Only because.
Oh, I love it.
We don't have like another date yeah. where it was like, oh, we're boyfriend and girlfriend. Right. We made it official. It just sort of happened. And yeah. we just felt like, you know what? 10 years down the road, this is the day that matters.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about the day.
Yeah. That's so funny. Is it the first day he posted about me on Instagram? Is it the first day he liked one of my
right.
photos?
Like, when is the... I yes. know. It just gets so complicated.
Well, I always hate that people, like, their anniversaries, it's like the wedding anniversary.
Right.
I feel like it should count from
you know what it is?
One.
For right. men, it there's too many dates. It's the day we met, the yeah. day we got boyfriend and girlfriend, the day we got engaged, the day we got married, yeah. the day our first... Like, it's just a lot of dates.
I don't do that, though. Are you one of those... Do you remember, like, the first time you kissed?
No.
Do you remember the date you got engaged?
Like I have it written down, but I don't know off the top of my head.
Engage is a big day.
I don't
say.
Remember.
Yeah. But you know.
Really?
It was June-ish.
But your first date you celebrate every year.
The reason why I remember our blind date is because yeah. it was December 7th.
It's, yeah.
It was like an historic day.
Right.
So mm-hmm. That's why I remember
right.
the
right.
date. If it had been the first, second, or 10th.
You don't think you would.
I think I would have remembered it was December.
Right.
But
right.
I agree with you. It's a lot of dates and it irritates
is.
Men.
Yeah.
But again, I don't remember the date of the first kiss. I don't remember
oh,
the first time
neither.
I said I love you.
Yeah.
I don't remember the date we got engaged.
Me
to
neither.
Me, it was like the day we met. And the day we got married. And for me,
yeah.
I actually consider the day we met more special
right.
than the day we got... Not that the day we got married wasn't special.
Right.
I don't mean it like that. But
it's sort of like the beginning of your journey together.
That's when the course of our
yeah.
lives changed.
Yeah.
So it's important.
I agree.
So like, I just thought it was funny, though, because I'm thinking, all right, that's your anniversary. And then I thought, good for you. Back
right.
it up.
Totally.
Back it up.
Totally. Because that's what actually counts.
I like it.
Men in July.
I'm in.
Okay. So you ready for this?
Totally.
Okay.
Wait, so
let's back it up for a second.
Because Riley had asked for... Or did you bought this for
so
him?
This, okay, so
okay,
let's
okay,
back
okay,
it up.
Go.
Okay, so Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Remember it wasn't so epic because he didn't get me.
Because there was no Apple Watch?
There was no. I hate you. So it begins. No, there was no card. There was no nothing. And he sort of like, he told me, but I thought, okay, maybe he'll come up with something.
Right.
But he didn't.
Okay.
So I got, but I had
he
gotten
He hadn't the been schooled properly.
No.
By the way, he still hasn't. Okay, so listen.
Right.
All right.
It takes
so,
time.
Really? Has Craig gotten there?
No.
No.
There's
no.
never a finish line on that. It's an ongoing process. Big yeah. drink.
It's a journey. Big sip.
I'll let you guys drink.
Yes.
Okay. So... He doesn't get me a card, but I had gotten him a card, and inside the card it was a gift certificate to skydiving because that's all he'd been talking about. Okay. Cut to a week before our anniversary. He's like, I want to go skydiving like this weekend or something. I go, well, why don't you just wait till next weekend for our anniversary? We'll do it together.
Right.
Right?
You said that?
In that tone. It was very...
Had you been drinking?
No, but it was like a... Like, okay, like if you really want to do it, like
right.
I don't not want to do it, but it's not something that's like on,
yeah.
like my, I must do.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, we'll just do it together. Right. Cause we didn't have plans anyways. So he's like, really? Okay, great. So he got excited. I'm like, all right. And then it was like a couple of days later. I'm like, okay, so we're doing this, right? He's like, yeah, let's do it. And I go, so I said, so am I buying my own ticket of something that I don't really care to do?
And by the way, didn't I already buy yours?
Then, right. And then I go, but if you buy it, is that my gift? Like, is this happening like that? So he's like, no, I'll get yours. I'm like, okay. All right. And then we're like, all right, what are we going to do afterwards? And then we went back and forth a few ideas. I'm like, you know, let's just do like a really nice dinner and just call it a day.
Like stay home or go out?
No, like go out. Go out to like a nice dinner.
Wait, pause. This place is like in Oceanside?
Oceanside.
So that's like near San Diego.
Exactly.
And it looked very hot and like it was a tent. So were you planning to go home and change before the big dinner?
So, no. So I was like, you know what we'll do is I'll pack a bag. We'll fly. Well,
very high impact.
By the way, you guys would never do this. But
never.
This is
we
so...
would get there and just turn around.
Did you see your Instagram
yes.
stories when they showed up and there's like people? It looked like they were like fleeing a country. It was like,
Shut up. Okay, so anyways, yeah. So you guys are gonna be mortified. So I was like, all right. So we'll fly on the way back. I'll just change in the car. I'll throw on a dress, throw my hair up, touch up the makeup, and we'll go to dinner.
I've done this before.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You guys
Hello,
would
me,
never do
by
this
the way,
now.
Mud run,
True.
Do you remember did the mud run and changed in the bathroom, cleaned up, bun, and went out? True. So I like that. That's resourceful. Yes. That's
it, but you know what? If we're just like, why? I'm not that like.
No, you know what I like about that? It makes a guy, to me, I think it's like, I'm easy.
Exactly.
Like, why let him really know?
No, but I really am not that high maintenance. I was more like, who cares? Until afterwards.
Because you were sweaty and hideous.
My hair was one big knot. Oh,
wait,
no.
Did you put it up?
Yes, but you're flying out of a plane.
Okay, wait, sorry. Okay. I'm rushing it. All right. So what does one wear?
So they said wear comfortable clothes. Okay, so
I wore the Monroe sweats. Did they say it was going to be hot or cold as you do this?
I checked the weather, and it was like 80 degrees.
You checked the weather out of a plane.
Yes, did you check the weather up there?
How does it matter? Really?
As one's falling,
can I change my outfit while you're changing my outfit?
Is there a weather for as one's falling
out of a plane?
So I just wore my typical uniform. I wore, you know, my Lululemon pants and
wedges
and tennies and like in a V. This is very important for the story. I wore a V-neck sort of top.
Like a sleeveless tight top?
No, it was like a thin, long sleeve, crossed here, and it was like a crop top.
Almost like Hot Chili's. It's like a tight sheer black thing.
Yeah, but it was like a V-neck and it was cute. Cute. So
you're all like Laura Croft in it.
kind of.
You almost need a gun strapped to your leg. Totally. I'm in.
And I'm ready, right? I put on the fake lashes because I go, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die looking glammed out. Right. Almost put in extensions.
You put on lashes?
Yes, I almost put in extensions, but I was like, that may be a little too much. That may be a little much because if it starts to fall out, I'll be screwed. But I put on lashes, put on a full face. Yeah, if I was going down, I was going to go down looking good.
Do you wear goggles?
Yes. So didn't take that into consideration.
No, then the lashes make sense to me, by the way.
No, it didn't.
Okay. It didn't.
No. All right. So we get there and we check in and it's like an hour and a half wait. So now we're sitting there and it's hot.
You don't have an appointment?
No, we do. No, we have a reservation.
Where's the concierge?
Devastating.
An hour and a half. Hour. Yes, yes. So we
check. Hot.
We sound
it's
so
funny
bougie.
Because they were like, it's a 30-minute wait and then you guys are in, right? Okay. We had a reservation, but it was like an hour and 20 minutes later. And we're sitting there, and it's sort of like your nerves start to like go away because now you're just like sitting there waiting, and you're watching these guys. By the way, you're watching these guys roll the parachute and get it ready. And I'm like, isn't it crazy that our lives are in these guys' hands? Yeah. Literally, if they don't do this process right, we're screwed, which is crazy.
That is the same thing I said to the guy in Las Vegas when we did that. You know, they have that zip line over like downtown Las Vegas.
Yes.
We did the high one last time.
Right.
We went. And I'm watching them click everyone in, same exact thing.
Right, but you're thinking, God,
but I'm having
my life is in your hands.
And my kids are zipping next to me, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I go, let's double check.
Yeah.
Me too. And then they roll their eyes like, we got it, man. Meanwhile, they're like checking their Instagram feed from their pocket.
No, exactly. I thought they were like, very good, actually.
They were.
I have to say.
When we did it, I thought so too. But still, when I said, double check us all, please, they were like,
They get that every time.
Right.
All right. So we finally go, and they gear you up.
Blue parachute.
No, but I did ask him, like, so what color's ours? But no, so we get there, and so I get this really nice guy, Tommy.
What are you doing while you're waiting?
We just sat there. Literally, we just sat there.
Not a deck of cards backgammon?
No. Because, like, you're excited. Like, now you're thinking about it, like, okay, like, we started timing, like, the planes. It's like, okay. How many people are getting into the plane? Yeah, they didn't give us. We're watching people jump, and you can't see them. And then all of a sudden, you start to see them like come, and they get bigger and bigger. And you're like, "Oh my god, that's going to be me!" And I was just like dying. I was dying. And I go,
"No drink, no Xanax, nothing."
No, nothing.
Okay.
And I was like, "I'm jumping first because if I die, I want you to watch me, and I want you to forever remember that this was your idea." Okay. so I meet my guy, and his name's Tommy. Such a sweet guy. And he gets like us strapped in, and by the way, they're hideous like things.
Flight suit?
No, it's like a whole like you put your feet in and they strap you in. Like there's just a lot of gadgets.
So is it like a
harness?
I need to understand. Yes. Is it like a harness? So it's not because I've taken my children indoors skydiving before, and obviously they don't need harnesses.
Yep.
But they wear like flight suits.
It's a harness that goes basically in between your legs,
right,
and then it goes around the back and then it comes up to the front. So you have like a
similar to what people wear when they climb.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And so it gives you a massive camel toe. Disgusting. The bag part, it like cups your butt, so it lifts it. But my, like, I couldn't get rid of my cellulite because it was just like, it was like tightening my
butt. Did you make
him walk? And I was like trying to, I was walking, I swear to God, with my butt out.
So, did you make him walk in front of you?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what is that over there, heart? Like, honey. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. All right. So now we like are.
How many pair of shoes?
One pair of shoes.
Is there a backup?
Per person. No, this is like their one parachute. So my guy, so now I'm like interviewing my guy, right? And I'm like, so how long have you been doing this for? And blah, blah, blah. And so he was fine. It was great. Like that part was fine. The plane comes.
What kind of plane? Is it a propeller plane?
Propeller. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no, no. It was like just...
You're like, yeah. And then the G4 pulls up.
Right. And then so, we were cozy.
Yeah.
And then we said, why jump? Let's drink.
I'm out already. This whole thing.
So all of a sudden the trainer's like calling their people, right? Or not the trainers, the instructors. They're calling, like, he's like, hey, Riley,
like,
come
Rob,
on.
Rob, dude, get on the plane.
And I'm like the last one. I'm like, where's Tommy? I'm like, oh, where did he go? Finally, he comes out. But thank God. So the first Riley's the first one to go in. So he goes in and they basically seat him in the back. It's like a banana boat, right? So people are like sitting like in front of each other.
And okay? Do they hook, because I know this only from the movie, so do they hook your line onto kind of like a line in the plane?
Mm-mm. No, nothing. So you're in. So as soon as you sit, he locked him. So basically, because you're sitting in front of them, right? The instructors are sitting behind you.
Okay.
So as soon as you sit down and you're like almost sitting on their lap, they'll basically hook on and they'll start doing all of their gadgets and all of that, right?
So it's like a papoose, like they're wearing you like we were the kids.
Exactly. Right. Okay. Yep. So now
I have such anxiety right now.
So now he basically hooks me on and he lets it, like he's like, I'm gonna leave it loose for right now. You don't need it like to be tight. Whatever. He's like, I'll tighten it later. And so
everyone's sitting
and I'm like, shit, I am the last person on this plane, and that door is open. Okay, so now.
And the door stays
going,
open?
And the door stays open, and we're going 13,000 feet up in the air.
So that means you're first?
So now, right, so now I'm one of the first ones. So now I'm sitting at the end of the two rows.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple, there's two guys that are sitting in front of me on the left, and then two guys sitting in front of me on the right. So they're sitting on the floor, and I'm the last one on the bench. Okay. So I'm now. Clenching my legs so hard on the guy that's sitting on the floor because I'm like, oh my God, I could literally just fall out. Yeah, completely.
And your things aren't tight.
Right, nothing's
are
tight.
You looking at loose. Are you looking at Riley during this?
No, because it's so tiny, it's so tight. I couldn't even like look back. It was ridiculous. Okay,
I'm
literally like mildly freaking out, okay? And I'm like laughing from nerves and I'm seeing this older man. He's like this Hispanic older man sitting and he's looking at me. Okay. And he's freaking out. He's like giving himself the Hail Mary.
He's crossing himself.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, geez, man.
So I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is insane. So now we start going up and we take off and we're now above the ocean. Okay. And it's so loud in there. And I'm like, you know, it's Shark Week, right? Like, this is not the moment to be flying over the ocean. And I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe. And we were only like maybe 3,000 feet up in the air.
Okay.
All right. So now we go higher and higher. And I'm thinking, okay, when is he going to like
tighten up?
Tell me like, yeah, he told me a little bit like what to do, but I needed to like really understand because it's like a
They don't give you any instruction before you get on the plane.
As he was like gearing me up, he's like, all right, this is what you're going to do. You're going to put your head back. You're going to arch your back and you're going to put your feet back. Once I tap you, you can open your arms and do whatever you want. And it was like a quick thing, right? And I'm like, okay, but when you're in the moment, you're so scared.
You're like, what do you say?
Like, what?
Arch,
what? Put your head back.
What? Split?
There's no video?
Right? No, there was nothing. And I thought you take like a little course before. Right.
Like
no, nothing.
Scuba diving.
Nope. This is like a, no. Mm-mm.
All right.
Okay, so now we're in the air. And now I'm seeing the guy with the Hispanic older man telling him, all right, so you're going to put your head back. Arch your back, put your legs back. When I tell you that you can go, you can open your arms. And he's like, yeah. Okay, good. Everyone has their goggles on. I don't have goggles on. And I'm thinking,
where are my
goggles?
My
guy is way too like casual. Cool. Yeah. He's just like, it's good. And he's like showing me like, yeah, over there, that's, you know, that's this and that's that. That's been there for years. And I'm thinking, stop talking to me because I'm so nervous right now. Like, freaking out. And so then he says, all right, when this light, because we're right at the door,
right.
When this light turns, it was red. When this light turns yellow, you're going to put these goggles on. I'm going to tighten it. And I'm like, okay. He's like, that's it. He goes, remember.
Wait, yellow is right before green?
Yes. Okay.
That close? We're cutting it that close?
Yes. And he's like, remember, arch, put your head back. Arch your back and put your legs back. I'm going to tap you and you get to open your arms, okay? And I'm like, okay.
Did he tighten the thing?
Okay, right. So then I start to feel whoosh. And I go way back because he just like
tightened it.
And I was like on him, okay?
By the way, didn't that make you feel better?
Yeah, but now it's like, my boobs are so like
tight. So now you've got cellulite, camel toe, and your boobs are up to your neck. Okay.
By the way, they weren't up to my neck yet, but they were pretty tight. Okay.
But you've got them on, so maybe the lashes are safe.
Not yet. I hadn't put them on yet. So now I'm feeling, okay, at least I'm secure. Like, he's good. He's super confident. So chill. Like, had he been a little nervous, I would have been scared. But he was like, all right, you're going to have so much fun. This is like a once in a lifetime, blah, blah. And I'm just looking at this damn yellow thing because I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. Like the second that these guys go, I was going to freak out. So it turns yellow and I'm like, oh my God. So I put on my goggles. My lashes are so long that it shuts my eyes because they're so tight, the goggles. There's no room in between your eyeball and because they're just so thin. So I put them on and I'm like, I can't see anything. So I had to do, like, I had to, like, move them forward and open my eye and then shut them to keep my eyelashes, like,
But
if I blinked, they would close. So I blinked and they were closed. I'm like, well, this is going to ruin the whole experience. But I couldn't see. And at that point, it was already green. So I was like, okay, here we go. So basically, he turns around. So our backs are to the outdoor. And he's like, all right, are you ready? I'm like, yeah, I think so. And he's recording all of this, okay?
Wow, he's got a selfie stick?
No, it's on his, it's like a watch, and it's his GoPro on the watch.
Okay.
So he's just constantly like
so
putting it to me.
So he's got his arm out in front of you,
exactly.
Recording the whole thing.
Exactly.
That is very close.
It's, by the way, it's the most hideous shots. It's so unflattering.
This is why I wouldn't even go indoor skydiving, because when I saw a video of someone famous. I can't remember who it is right now. But it was someone like stunning, like Cindy Crawford,
right.
Like someone like that.
Yeah.
And because the air goes up, your skin is like so it flutters and you look like you're
it's
awful.
It's worse than that. It's
so could
bad.
You see? Were your eyes open or no?
No. It was this one, my left eye was completely shut. My right eye, I had I could see a little bit.
Okay.
So I knew I could see like ocean land. Like it was like that. Okay. So
are you spinning?
So when we jumped out, he did a backflip. It's like that roller coaster, like
feeling
right?
Yes.
And I'm thinking, oh my God. And now at this point, I'm like screaming bloody murder and I'm saying, I don't even know what. And my boobs are now at my chin. Okay.
Oh,
I can't see. My ears, I'm literally deaf because my ears.
We have to get drunk
and I'll show you the video because I haven't even seen
it yet. No, you got to show everyone. We all want to see.
Oh, no, it's not good. Oh, I'll tell you why. Okay. So my ears are now plugged because it's such high elevation.
They don't give you earplugs?
Mm-mm. So my ears were killing me up there. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. All right. Finally, he lets the parachute go.
Okay.
And I'm like, my boobs are going to explode. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, so he like loosens it up a bit. So they finally dropped because they hurt so bad. And I go, and I can't see. And so he takes my goggles off and it was beautiful. Like that was the point where I was like, oh, okay. Now I see like what I'm doing. Like it was really nice. It
and
was
that
really
moment was yeah. Was worth it.
That moment, yeah, I would never do it again, but like it was beautiful, right? And so, and then he like spins us and I'm getting a little nauseous. I'm like, has anyone ever thrown up on you before? I'm having like full-blown conversations with this guy. I'm like freaking out. Anyways, we land safely. I see Riley
land.
How do you
land? Do you pick your feet up and they land?
He's like, all right, just pick your feet up all the way. I'm like, I'm not flexible. So do it. We land. Everything's fine. And I'm like, oh my God. Like when I see Riley, I'm like, that was insane. We go.
Did he love it?
He loved it.
What did he say when he landed?
He thought it was great. He was like, wow, that was an insane experience.
So when I've seen, I was curious.
Yeah.
When I've seen like pictures and videos of this kind of thing, like I would never do it unless an instructor was strapped to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen people do it in tandem, like where they're holding hands and stuff.
Right.
Do they not do that with like when you have someone strapped to you?
No. That you would have to have like, you have to be certified to be able to fly by yourself. Okay. So we walk and it's like Disneyland. all of a sudden they start putting all your photos and all your pictures up, okay, oh, no. So that everyone can see. And I'm like, and I was one of the first ones. So mine came up and I'm like, oh, here we go. And I'm just like, ooh, this is not going to be good. So they start showing all of them,
but
right?
Everyone
and
has
you
to look
see,
hideous.
No, but mine. So first of all, you can see that my eyelashes are just plastered to my goggles. And then all of a sudden they keep going. All of a sudden I had a major nip slip. Like,
no.
Oh, no.
Major nip slip. And I'm like, is that mine? He's like, yep. And I'm like, oh my God, stop. Take it down. And I was like trying to distract him. I'm like, hey, is anyone getting the, and like I wanted
what,
to.
What package are you getting?
Anyone want water? Anyone? And like, oh, I was literally mortified. And I'm like, oh my God, kill me.
That is so funny.
It was terrible. I didn't buy the pictures, but I had to buy the video. My sister was like, if you don't buy the video, we're going to kill you. Like, you have
would
to.
Would you ever do it again?
No.
Would you
I'm
ever
good.
Do this?
I checked no. the box. I'm good.
I would just have no desire. For something like yeah. that, I would have to have a burning desire.
Would Craig ever do that?
Who knows with that guy? I mean,
he's never done it, though.
No.
Is he like an adrenaline junkie? Like, does he
well,
like...
Well, I mean,
clearly...
I mean, at this
that's point, why I'm surprised he wouldn't do it.
I don't know. I think at this point
it was a cool experience. Don't yeah. get me wrong. I just yeah. I think I'm good. Like, yeah. And Riley was like, I don't know. He's like, I think if we did it again, and we know what to expect.
Right.
It would be a different experience.
But why? I mean, literally, why? For what?
Because
purpose?
I think that we were so nervous and yeah. and like we couldn't just. Like, be in the moment.
Right.
We,
I feel like I survived.
Right.
I think check the box.
Check the box.
Because he was like, you know, because, and I was the same way. Like, every time he would, like, turn, I was thinking, oh, my God. Like, what? I wasn't really, like, taking right. it all in, I feel like.
Yeah.
Plus, I couldn't see half the time.
Right.
So I'm like.
It's so interesting. I
yeah.
think there may have been a time in my life where I may have wanted to do that just because it sounded cool. But I don't think I have a desire to do it.
No. And afterwards, we didn't have, like, that adrenaline rush.
Were you tired afterwards?
We were exhausted.
That was the adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get that big adrenaline rush.
Yep.
And when it's over,
right.
it's like a...
Right. Yeah.
Do you have anything on your bucket list?
No, I don't.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Zero.
Zero.
You don't want to run a marathon. You don't want to... Because Natalie asked
run
me about that.
Run with the bulls.
You,
no.
Natalie asked me about
no.
this recently.
Nothing. Nothing. Is that weird?
No.
No.
Think, honestly, my bucket list thing right now is the trip we're taking next year.
Right. Because it's something
that's
that,
something like
yeah.
I really, really
right.
want to do and I'm super excited
right.
about.
Right.
All right. Anyway, just curious. Anyway, so go on. So you get off. You're
get off.
You're
my hair is in one full knot.
You didn't put it up though?
I did, but when you're up there, your hair
thank
is
you
just.
Didn't do extensions.
And he was bald. I know. And
they
he would was have
been
bald too,
like
poor
San
guy.
Clemente.
Some kids
Camp Pendleton would have had a lot
of playground.
Hair.
Normally a balloon falls. What is this piece of weave?
Oh my God.
Or an
yeah, exactly. Oh my God, how embarrassing.
Why is it that a car can park itself these days, but if we want to like try out a new car, we got to drive across town?
I know. It's just inconvenient.
It's totally inconvenient. Like, I can get approved for a mortgage over the phone, lightning speed.
Mm-hmm.
But buying a car, it's a commitment. It's like a whole day you have to sit there.
Oh, I know. My lease is coming up in October, and I'm like dreading it.
How about Ancestry? You know those Ancestry kits?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can take an Ancestry kit, a test.
Yeah.
Review my entire ancestry for the past millennium, but I can't see the price of a new car until I go in and purchase it?
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, that is so annoying. Well, you want to know what's amazing? There's one company that's trying to change this, and that's Hyundai.
Mm-hmm.
Hyundai, they worry about and think about all these things too, and now they have this new thing. Have you heard of this? It's called Shopper Assurance.
Okay.
So this is what they're doing. They'll do a flexible test drive that comes to you.
They'll come to you with the car that you want?
Yes, they're going to bring you the car. They have transparent pricing for convenience, streamlined purchase for efficiency,
mm-hmm.
and a 3-day worry-free exchange. So that means you can take this car, drive it for 3 days, and if it doesn't work for you, bye-bye.
Oh my God, I love that.
But that's how confident they are that they know that you're getting like this
yeah.
great price, amazing car. I mean, when was the last time you had a car delivered to you?
Never.
You can set it up at your convenience with Hyundai Drive. You can go online or you can call them and try out any car without stepping a foot on the car lot. This is like game changer. They're the first manufacturer to let you test drive a car during your lunch break. Like, they come to your office or to your home, so it's you're driving on familiar streets.
Right.
So that way you can compare it. Like, you know, when you go to the car lot, you're driving around, you don't know where you're going.
Exactly.
You're nervous.
You don't get, like, the right vibe.
Yeah. So the future of car buying is now available in the present. Car buying made easier. It's now possible with Shopper Assurance. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for all the information. That's HyundaiUSA.com. Attention, Bachelor Nation. Caitlin Bristow is opening a bottle of wine with Off the Vine and Off the Vine Grape Therapy every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One. Check out some of her recent interviews with Brandi Cyrus, Megan Lindsay, and many more. Download Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Also remember to rate and review. And since it's the summer of lovin' in honor of the Bachelorette finale this week, you may also want to check out The Amber Rose Show and Dr. and Mrs. Giddy Pig with Heather and Terry Dubrow. That's me, exclusively on Podcast One. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Attention, Bachelor Nation. Caitlin Bristow is opening a bottle of wine with Off the Vine and Off the Vine Grape Therapy every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One. Check out some of her recent interviews with Brandi Cyrus, Megan Lindsay, and many more. Download Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Also remember to rate and review. And since it's the summer of lovin' in honor of the Bachelorette finale this week, you may also want to check out The Amber Rose Show and Dr. and Mrs. Giddy Pig with Heather and Terry Dubrow. That's me, exclusively on Podcast One.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
So we basically, I put myself together in the car and we went to the Monarch because they opened up.
That's Lindsay.
Did you go there?
That's why you had caviar.
Yes.
That's Lindsay.
We went to Michael Mina,
by the way, this
Michael Mina's restaurant, the new
the
bourbon
down.
Steak. They just opened.
You're talking about the, no, we're talking about two different places.
Yes.
You like to go to the Montage.
Right.
We're
talking
the Monarch. It used to be the St. Regis, the Michael Mina restaurant. Michael Mina just
is that down at the beach?
No.
You know what's funny?
It's where the older restaurant was.
It's in the lobby. It's off the lobby.
Got it.
It's where, actually, Danya had her 30th birthday party.
Is it where the wine?
Yep.
Yes.
That's exactly where it is.
Stonehill Tavern.
Yes.
It used to be Stonehill Tavern. Okay.
Yes, but it's in a few different things. But it's funny. Michael Mina used to have a restaurant there.
Oh, really?
And then he left. And now he's back. That's interesting.
Oh,
I
that
love Michael Mina restaurants.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was a good time. Like, we were looking at the ocean.
You know what else we did there? Cool. Do you remember the Valentine's party we did on Real
That's
Housewives?
What I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. We did that.
There.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that again with, like, friends that weren't on the show.
No, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Yeah. It was very hot, but it was beautiful. The last of it was, I sort of prepped myself because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to make the same mistake I did. I know I'm talking. I know.
Letting you catch up.
No, you need to fill your
I will.
I was like, I'm not going to make the same mistake I did for Valentine's Day where I sort of set myself up.
No expectations.
Right?
And you had a fun time and now you're exhausted and now you're sweating.
Right.
Your eyelashes are weird and your hair is not great.
Totally. I'm looking like a hot mess.
What did you put on?
Tired.
And did you actually change in the car?
I did change in the car.
Yeah.
It was just like a stretchy dress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yep, totally. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy him a card.
I'm gonna get him swimming with the sharks.
and I'm gonna assume that he's not gonna get me a card. So I'm going to get him a card to give me.
Shut up.
Swear.
Oh my God. Would that piss him? Oh, that would piss Terry off.
So because it was like funny way. So it was in a funny way.
Did he get you a card?
So we get to the restaurant and I was like, I said something like, are we doing like cards or gifts or anything? Or I said something like that, like in a joking way. Right. And he's like, no, like I didn't get you anything. Right. And I was like, I go, that's funny. I go, I didn't think you were going to get me a card. And I didn't bring the cards with me because I was going to. But then I was like, I was so exhausted at that point. I was like, whatever.
So you left him in the car?
I left him in the car. But I basically told him what it was. So my card to him, when I was looking in the card aisle, I was like, I'm going to get him a card for me just to like mess with them because I know he's not going to get me one. So the card says something like, they're to the most amazing woman that makes my life perfect. Was like all
Love
the most,
Riley.
Exactly. It was like the most beautiful thing inside.
Yes.
That's just as a joke, right? And then the card I found him, it said something like, no other man like you, but it was two guys on the card, right? I didn't even realize it until the end. But it was like a gay couple. It was like two gay guys.
Hilarious.
Anyways, so I basically ended up telling him afterwards. I'm like, I got you a card and I got you one to give to me because I already knew you were going to. And he was like, he like felt bad. He was laughing, but he's like, God, you know me so well. And I go, yeah, but that's not like, but I don't like that.
Oh no.
But it was a very, I'm saying it like way more dramatic because we were like,
She hasn't been married for 100 years like us because that would explode
We were laughing so hard that I got them these cards. Because this point we were like drinking and eating caviar and I'm like, oh yeah, I totally got a card from you because I already knew you were going to. And so it was like that. But the conversation ended up being, he's like, yeah, you know what? I know that you like a card and I should have known that. And I will, that's meant like, it's noted, right? But the whole gift thing, he's like, I felt like this was our gift.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to feel about that.
Well, it's weird because you had given him this as a Valentine's Day present Valentine's Day. And you basically said, like, I'm doing this to go with you. So why is this my gift?
Right. And it was okay because I already knew, like, the day was going to be not extravagant, but, like, it was going to be a beautiful dinner and an experience. And, like, that is enough.
Honestly, if he had written a card, you wouldn't have cared about
it. I wouldn't have.
I know.
And he even said that, too. And I go, but I guess it's, like, the token. It's the thought, right? It's just, like, I thought about you. It is our 1 year, even though the waiter came by and was like, what are you guys celebrating? And then he was like, oh, the fact that we've been dating for a year. I'm like, some would call that an anniversary. It's okay to say it.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like, but he's just, and he's like, I feel like it takes away from a marriage anniversary. He's like, and I don't know why. He's like, and I think it's because when he would tell people, oh, we're celebrating our 1 year. And they're like, oh, you're married? Mm-hmm. So he felt stupid, I think, saying, dating.
I would never even think
me
that.
Me neither.
Because usually, and maybe this is like a married, not married thing, but like when you're married, you go, it's our wedding anniversary.
Right.
Because you know you have a different anniversary for when you were dating, perhaps.
Totally.
Yeah.
Or so you know that you were dating
before.
He felt
weird about it.
Right.
And this is the anniversary of your wedding.
Right.
Right?
Totally.
Kind of?
Yes. I think no one.
Yeah. So I think he just felt like, I don't know. He's like, I feel like it just takes away from being
he's young, who knows
but anyway, so that was,
so you had caviar,
beautiful dinner, and that was it. Like, we had it was a very nice time.
But you have to teach him now. You can't do everything for him like we have done.
So we have made lots of mistakes. And I hope all of that, you out there are listening, because you teach people how to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you let things go, they never change.
Right.
Now, some things you have to learn you need to let go and are not important.
Exactly.
Right.
In the choose your battles. But like really, I think as a person being intimate with another person, you have to get to a point where you have to really say, what is important to me? Because I have news. You love a card.
Well, I like romantic gestures.
Yes. You like a, that's correct. You like a romantic gesture. So it could be him buying you flowers or getting you your favorite champagne.
Exactly.
For me, I like words. They're very important to me. Mm-hmm. The card to
the
me.
The toast. You love a toast.
I love a toast or a card. Because if you can't say it out loud, that's okay because not everyone can.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if you can't say it out loud, you write it down in a moment that you can, because those words mean a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
More than the flowers or the champagne.
No, I get it. I'm right there with you. Yeah.
I want the words. Right. What do you want?
I want the thoughtful thing that's like, I mean, like if we're talking about a gift, I like a gift that's like a running belt that holds like water bottles and like your cell phone or like a new like cool thermos water bottle. You know, like those life things that I've noticed you have this and this is better, not expensive, not just
it's the thoughts. That's what I'm saying.
And those are the kinds of gifts I try to give Terry because he doesn't like to spend, he doesn't like anyone spending money on him. So I have to find, but you want, it, I think, as a friend for a long time, it's not about the card or the champagne or whatever. You can buy your own champagne. You don't need that, the words of affirmation. And this always comes back to that love language thing. I get it. You want the thing that I've been thinking about you. Let me do something to make your life either easier, more fabulous, some cool gadget that's going to enhance this particular thing you love.
Totally.
Like if you loved fishing, you know, it would be because Nikki's fishing, which is what made me think of that right now.
Yes.
But like if you loved fishing, like he'd buy you like this cool bag to sling across you to hold your bait.
Totally. I don't love fishing.
Chanel, I know,
Does Chanel make that?
I'm sure they don't. I'm sure they don't.
Well, they never
thing. Okay,
but what happens if they're if they don't have it in them, okay? Like, let's just say, like, Riley will never... Who knows? By the way, maybe he has
Everybody has it in them. I think... I genuinely think if you care enough and if you pay attention, you have it in you in some way. I just like effort and energy because I think there's nothing worse than indifference. Mm-hmm. And to me, like, walking in to, like, Nordstrom... Like Craig's go-to is walking to Nordstrom the day before everything. Valentine's Day, my birthday. Literally, walking to Nordstrom, I like this, this, and this done. And I'd rather, for sure, rather have a card or whatever because that's just, like, a convenience pickup.
See, but Terry would say... What does it matter when I do it, if it's 3 weeks before or the day before? As long as I'm doing something because I love you, why isn't that enough?
Because do you feel like he's doing it as like a chore, like he has to?
Well, and he likes doing it, but I feel like
Craig loves buying you things, though. He, I mean, like you can see, it makes him happy.
But more so when it's not the time, right? Like he gets like an A+ for unexpected little things here and there, but not so much an A+ for like, you know, anniversaries, things like that, never a card. I just like the effort and the energy and the passion because I feel like that kind of comes through in what we do for the family and to take care of our husbands every day.
Right.
So I feel like those special holidays is their chance to show that effort, energy, passion back that we're kind of used to doing in small ways on the daily.
Yeah.
Feel like that?
Oh, I agree 100%. But this is the Mars-Venus thing. To them... And this is what I'm just going to be Terry until I hear him pull it in the garage and he comes in and we'll ask him. But what Terry would say, I hate the fact that I'm told this is a holiday.
Right.
I hate the fact
that Riley.
It's Valentine's Day. Therefore, we have to be romantic.
That's
he goes,
him.
I love you. I want to be romantic with you on whatever night we're feeling romantic or whatever. So that's the guy version. For me, I agree with you. I would say these are things, I don't know why they're set up. Call it the card and gift industry. You know, the Christmas, birthdays, whatever it is that why we celebrate these things, they're good markers during the year to remind us to pay attention to the people we love and honor them.
Right.
So you could think about it two different ways, but I just really think that this is a man-woman thing and they don't get it.
Right. Mm-hmm. But they have to.
But they have,
they have to. They have to realize.
All right, so here, so listen to this.
Help.
So Terry, just like Craig, you need a drink.
Yep.
Terry, just like Craig, will do the, and like Riley, it's like they're very busy.
Yeah.
Like Riley works very hard.
Yes.
And so does Craig. And Terry's in the R, like, if there's 24 hours in the day, he's there 27 hours.
Yes.
How could he possibly have any time to plan anything, to do anything?
Right.
Where's the time?
Right.
So he's become obsessed. What's the name of the comedian?
Oh, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Okay. Sebastian Maniscalco.
Okay.
He's obsessed with this guy. He's off Anthony Bourdain, I think, ever since Anthony Bourdain posthumously outed his leather jacket.
He's on to the next.
He's moving on. He's moving on. And he's keeping the damn leather jacket. Anyway, in 80-degree heat at the fair, whatever. So then he's moved on to Sebastian
Maniscalco.
Maniscalco. Okay.
Okay.
So he starts watching clips in bed the other night. And he's very funny, this guy. Like, super funny. And, you know, Terry's such a scientist. He wants to study him from his early days to now.
Start to finish.
He will literally, he'll sit there and have conversations like about the evolution.
That is hilarious.
Of his act.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you know, I don't know if I've told you this, but I did a show, a musical that was like, we were workshopping it. We did it at the Kennedy Center in DC and it was like supposed to be on its way to Broadway. It never made it there, but it was kind of like the movie Punchline with Tom Hanks and Sally Field, but it was a musical version. And I played this girl who was moving to New York to become a stand-up.
Okay.
So I ended up doing some stand-up comedy, and I was working with all of these stand-ups.
Right.
Because everyone in the show but me was like a real stand-up. Right. Like I did stand-up, mm-hmm. but, you know, thank God no one heckled me, and, you know,
right.
it was an amazing experience. But this is like truly just such a gift.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so funny. Like we'd be sitting around at a table at dinner, and everyone would – lots of laughter, always. Yeah, lots yeah. and lots of laughter. But then someone would say something like really epically funny and they would stop laughing. They'd go, that's funny.
Right.
Really? So you'd always know if you said something really yeah. funny, no one laughs.
Right, right.
Oh my God, it was wow. so funny. Anyway, so these stand-ups, and you know, it was so interesting hearing their stories and getting to know them and you know, the brilliant, crazy minds of these comics and the whole thing. So I understand Terry's interest in it because mm-hmm. it is fascinating right. to see how they evolve and how their yeah. acts evolve and where
right.
where it comes from and the whole thing. Okay, that was a long story to get to the point of
okay.
one day I'm sitting there and I'm on a group text with Terry and Natalie.
Okay.
And Terry goes, I would like to see, I can't remember his damn name.
Sebastian.
I'm going to call him Sebastian. I can't remember his last name. Sorry, Sebastian. You're brilliant, I'm drinking Krug. I don't know what yeah. you're. Anyway, so he's like, I want to see Sebastian Maniscalco.
Maniscalco. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, we're saying Corvin wrong.
What is
apparently
it?
It's Corvin.
Okay, Corvin.
And everyone agrees universally that we should get our money back.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's that.
Now that I've read every single message right. on Instagram. Okay. Anyway, but I digress.
You're all caught up.
I'm all caught up. Check yeah. with the check mark on. By the way, it's so hot in here.
Is I know, I'm like sweating. So, oh, it's the alcohol.
Dying.
It's the alcohol.
No, yeah. it's very hot down here.
Oh, she's caught up. Oh, no, she was behind.
I know.
Oh, let me catch you up. Hold on. Because that was, you know, you need to be, you're probably very parched.
I really am after that story.
Okay, but it's going to get worse. Oh, there okay. you go, dear. Who doesn't want to have the most amazing hair ever? Come on. Picture a celebrity that's got like the most beautiful, long, healthy hair. Okay, who are you picturing? Yeah, me too. Okay, so I promise you that that girl has been turned on to Sugar Bear Hair by her stylist. You want to know why? Because Sugar Bear Hair is a bestseller on Amazon with thousands of rave reviews. They taste just like sweet, delicious, yummy little candies made with the juice of real berries, but they contain everything you need for stronger and healthier hair. They have as much vitamin A as 4 cups of broccoli. Sugar Bear Hair has as much vitamin C as 1 cup of cranberries. And Sugar Bear Hair has as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic eggs. Nutrients in Sugar Bear Hair fans also found that their nails and their skin quality improved over time. So this is what I want you to do. If you want the most fabulous, most epic hair of all time, go to sugarbearhair.com/Heather for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That's sugarbearhair.com/Heather. sugarbearhair.com/Heather. So I'm on this group text with Terry and Natalie, and Terry texts me and Natalie and says, I want to go see Sebastian. Can you please, he's playing on such and such a date at the Greek. I'd like to go. So now this says to me a few things. Number one, he has a desire that he wants met. Number two, he's managed to text me and Natalie at the same time to get something done.
Right.
Number three, he's already researched
he knows
when
he is.
He's going to be there and what theater he'd like to see him at. That's a lot.
He's capable.
He's capable. Mm. Then, all right, and not to like go crazy with the story, but the text, I did not respond.
Right.
The text messages went back and forth between Natalie and Terry. And then he's like, hey, get 4 tickets. He's like, I'm going to invite the Bellows.
Right.
And then 2 minutes later, he's like, the Bellows are in. And it's going on and on and on. And I'm like, wow, he researched something. He made plans. He texted
somebody
another
else.
Person.
Right.
Waited for a response, locked them in.
Confirmed.
By the way, didn't ask me if any of this was okay.
Radio
but that's
silence
fine.
Over
I just,
here.
I was quiet. I didn't answer one of them.
Oh, and see, I, on the other hand, didn't know what the hell was going on. So I was like,
no,
I'm yeah, sure. Yeah,
by the way, I'm totally texting Natalie.
After which, she's like, really?
I go, interesting. Oh, look, he invited friends. Oh, they've responded. I didn't respond to him at all.
Yeah,
I was just funny Natalie. And then so it all happens and it's like done. Mm-hmm. Got these great seats, front row center at the Greek. We're going to go see Sebastian. Blatty, blatty. So excited. And I thought, wow, when he is interested in doing something and when it means something to him and it would make him happy, he makes it happen.
Right.
Right. So do you now bring it as an example or do you not want to ruin the moment for him? Do you not want to start a fight?
it has come up, and I didn't sort of say it in a point to it. I was just like, wow, you kind of made that happen, invited people, and that's cool. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, this guy's great. He goes, I knew Mike would love him. He's like, because he reminds me of Mike Bello. And Terry and Mike laugh a lot together. Anyway, so he was like, I just knew they'd love him, and so I really want them to come. I'm like, no, it's I'm thrilled that they're coming. This is awesome. Yeah. I said, you know, I'm just, you know, whatever. And I just sort of left it at that.
Yeah.
But I'm putting it in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Not as a, you could do this.
Right.
But as a, you know, like if I ever need it in the future, I would like to be able to say, hey, listen, when it's important to you, you've done this, so you are capable of doing these things. We have people to help and whatever. And, you know, clearly that was important to you. Hopefully you would think I would be that important to myself.
As Sebastian, yes.
Oh, goodness.
So men. 22 years later, there you go. I don't think it's a constant journey, but I think it's partially my fault. And, and you do. We always talk about this because you do the same thing.
Totally.
But you even said, though, that in the beginning, he would buy you those little random gifts and he would do those things for you, but then it stopped. Yeah. So it's not like – so obviously, it's in him. He's totally capable.
You have, I mean, Terry was really good at the beginning about, you know, I think when they're, I don't know, several things. I mean, Terry didn't have the best example of relationships growing up. His parents were married five times collectively.
Yes, that's a big deal.
He didn't know from it. And when I say like he had to be trained, I don't mean like he's like a dog.
Yeah.
I'm saying that he didn't have a good example. Right. And when you come from five marriages and you don't, and none of the marriages were particularly fabulous or happy.
Right.
So it's not like any one of them was a great example. I think that he needed to learn. And when we first got together, he was so excited to be so connected to someone that he just wanted to do things for me.
Right.
And yeah, I think as you go on in years, you take each other for granted. But I think if you sat him down, he would have his own narrative about this. And I think he probably thinks, and he's not wrong, that over the years, he has shown me through his actions and how he takes care of us and our family and when I need him, he's there, that's what he could do.
Right. And like, and that should be enough kind of thing.
No, it is enough. But it's okay to want someone to write you a card or to want someone to care about you or to want like a hug when you're feeling crappy or, you know, not to write your anniversary card on the way walking into the restaurant, you know, just like things like that.
Right. Yes.
That's okay. I don't think, there's basics. You want to be loved and nurtured. Someone provides for you. Someone takes care of you. Something good to you, good to your children, creating this family unit. Yes, that's the most important thing. That's why that Coco Chanel quote, where she says the best things in life are free, the second best things are very expensive. It's like that. It's like, you know, yes, if you don't have that basic package, I wouldn't want to be in a loveless marriage with someone who was sketchy and have, you know, 40 Birkin bags. That doesn't appeal to me at all. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about solid relationship. So we, you know, let's consider that a baseline.
100%.
And then what's on top of that, that you do for each other that makes you feel special, that makes you feel good. Like I know, like I'll have his drink waiting for him when he comes home or I'll make sure he has like, you know, quality time alone or whatever it is
he needs.
Yeah.
It's like what we talked about. Do one thing for your spouse or significant other that you weren't going to do that day. I just love it. Whether it's like the littlest thing, and I just got it in my head. And I think for people who have been together for 100 years like we have, it's a good way to shake up your routine without having to have like that talk with them. Like, I need more effort from you. Something that they're just going to be like, oh, here we go. You know?
Uh-huh.
Just like that. And I just started.
But how did you approach, like I know you posted it, but how did you tell him?
But it was brilliant because she posted it. Well, all right, you tell me, then I'll tell you what happened with us.
I don't know.
But did you tell him?
A certain time.
You posted it and you said, "Are you in, Craig?"
Right, like,
and that was,
and what happened?
That was you didn't text them that on the side.
No, I talked to someone and they told me that in such a great way, and I was like, "That is brilliant."
Yeah,
and then I just did it on there, and then ever since then, I've done something little, like he started a new running routine. So I went to Lululemon. I was like, "Tell me everything that's good just for running." So I got running shorts and running cutoff shirts and the you know. So, and, but not
what's,
been,
what's
like,
he done for you?
Well, we're working on that.
But this is
cheers.
The problem. The problem is you always do that.
So, right.
So I posted it after you did. I thought it was great. And Terry puts on my Instagram messages. Yeah. He goes, "Is that a hint?" And I wrote back the emoji with the girl going, "Who knows?"
I don't know.
Being hands out. So he did the same thing as Craig. Nothing. And then we were leaving for Minnesota on Friday, and he gets irritated when we leave to the airport. Like, he's,
Riley's the same way.
Like, he's nervous. Just, right. He's a nervous traveler anyway. And even though I handle everything, he's just kind of nervous.
Yeah.
So, like, all right. So, okay. So we're on the top floor, and I put the stuff in the elevator and I send it down, but I had to stop in the kitchen to get a cord, charge cord and a charge block, because I had forgotten to put in my purse. But I sent my suitcase down to the garage. Mm. So I walked down. And he was like, where are you going? He's like irritated. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to get a charge plug. Yeah. Do you need anything while I'm in there? Can I get you something? Anything? Yeah. So he's like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, all right, great. So I walked down, and as I'm walking down the stairs, he went to the elevator and got my suitcase. Uh-huh. And instead of me having to walk there, and rolled it to the garage door, and he goes, do something every day.
Oh, that's cute.
But when you think about it, there are so many things that you think of that you're like, oh, I'm going to do something else instead. You know, whatever, how small or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
But he thought about it. Like, it was, he was probably thinking about it, like, what can I do?
No, he was irritated that I put my thing on the elevator, and I'm very self-sufficient. I don't need him to, like, carry. And by the way, not even that he would.
Carry your bag.
I carry my things. I handle it all. And that's fine. And it was just, I think he had that moment. It resonated with him. My whole point is that saying things in a little way, here and there, I do believe resonates.
Because you can't get too much in a routine. So if you're at the
end, you can't go crazy, by the way, because if you go crazy, they go the other way.
Totally.
Oh, I never go crazy, though. That's But maybe that's a problem. I never do.
Because if you go
crazy, I'm almost too calm. I'm almost too chill.
No, if you go crazy, it backfires, because then they go, you know, screw that. Yeah. All right, what were you going to say?
If Terry is buying himself like a water and a magazine at the airport, will he buy you, will he get you something, a magazine or a water that you would choose?
We are together.
You're always together.
Yeah,
okay. So it's not like you would ever like.
No, but like we'll go through the little Hudson News. We'll be together and he'll be like, do you want some?
Yeah.
Cute. Beef jerky. Popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twizzlies.
Cute.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the thing. We are so programmed to take care of them. Like, if I, like, I guess just because we've usually are traveling with children, especially lately, like, I'll be handling the children and he'll go, he will get me a magazine or something, but I will always get two. Or if we're like going to bed, I will always get a water for him and I, but if he gets water, he just gets water for him.
Wait, what do you have by your bed? You do plastic water bottles?
No, just like I have water bottles like lined up in the fridge upstairs, like the fridge at the top of
the
stairs.
Like the Swell bottles?
Yes. Like the Swell bottles. Like
Why don't you do a picture?
Yeah.
I love it.
You like the pictures?
So when I registered for my wedding, I didn't do it that well.
Mm, me neither.
I didn't do it that well. I did one thing well and one thing I didn't do well. The one thing I did well is I only went to two places. Because there's people that go to like 100 different places and then you never get anything.
Nothing. Where did you go to?
All right. I went to Williams-Sonoma and Tiffany.
Smart.
Yeah, except Tiffany was beautiful things, but it's just very like establishment. It's a little like, I always preferred a more modern bent. Right. And I feel like my mom told me, like, you know, I didn't
you
know.
You listen to your parents.
She's like, you know, you get something plain, so da-da-da-da, whatever. And it's very pretty, and I use it now, whatever. I never use my sterling silver.
Right.
It's a complete waste of money.
Right.
I literally never, I use the serving pieces, but I don't use, like, the date, like, the regular serving stuff. So I'm glad I only went to two places, because I got everything.
Yeah.
But I didn't like what I got. Although there is something smart about getting basic pieces, but you need to get basic pieces that are still in your wheelhouse. Right? So if you like more modern things, like I wouldn't personally maybe go to a Tiffany's. I would go to like Bloomingdale's.
I was going
to
say, I think they have
that's
it.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
Bloomingdale's has a much larger selection and it's kind of one stop. Honestly, you could probably go to Bloomingdale's and not even go to Williams-Sonoma because they have all the equipment too.
Yeah.
Or Macy's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Macy's has everything too. Right? And then you kind of add to it. So one thing I did register for that I love that I've expanded on over the years, I love Baccarat. And so I got Baccarat glasses and I got a Baccarat water pitcher. And I think the Baccarat water pitcher was, you know, it was like pricey.
Yeah.
And Jenny McCarthy bought it for me when I got married. And I still remember, and that's why, you know, it's fun to have special things that then you remember who bought it for you. And even all these years later, I know Jenny bought it for me and it sits next to my bed.
Right.
So we used to have water bottles or whatever and this and that. And I always, and then I moved to pitchers. And then I thought, why am I keeping the fancy stuff locked away
to
use for what?
Yeah.
Totally.
So I use the glasses all the time.
Yeah.
And I use the china for Passover this year for the first time. So now I'm actively using everything. Yeah. But I bought another one of those pitchers for Terry's side of the bed, and I have glasses sitting there, and so that's what we do. I have like filtered water
and glasses.
I have filtered water in the. I have like a little bar off my bathroom,
right?
And so fill them up. And
so by the time you get to it, is it cold or do you like room temp?
I like room temperature.
Mm. And so you each have a pitcher with a glass. I like that
with a glass next to it.
Mm.
You know, you could just rinse them.
Yeah. And it's pretty looking. It's pretty aesthetically.
Pretty. Yeah. Easy. I'm all about training.
I mean, you don't have to be Baccarat. Right. You don't have to spend a fortune. It's just there's something very nice about having a glass that was supposed to like opening a bottle and then, you know, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. What did you do wrong?
I think I allowed my mom to steer me in more of a
traditional
bent. Like, oh, well, you will need this and you will need, because she's so traditional.
Right.
Right.
And you're more modern. You're more edgy.
And I'm more modern. And so, like, I would have, like, if it was today, I would have gone, or even back then, I would have gone to Hermes.
Right. But people evolve, you know, evolves.
But I'm just saying, even back then, if someone had showed me that, I would have said, oh, I would prefer that. But you definitely need one set of basic everyday, and you need one set of basic fancy.
Right.
And that way you can add over the years, like, different cool chargers or change out, like, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, they tell you when you're registering, like, you need 12 – remember the movie, you know, Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks, Top of the Eiffel Tower?
Citizens in Seattle.
Yeah. And they're like, I'll meet you at the top of the thing, whatever. And they, when they were registering, when she was registering with the previous fiance, she was like, 12. They're like, is 10 too few? 14 too much?
Totally.
They're so funny. And so I think I got 14
of everything.
And I honestly, I'm going to tell you, if you're listening out there and you're going to register, it's too much.
Totally.
Because if you're going to have, unless you have a very large family and you do things like Easter dinner, Passover dinner, if you do occasions like that at home consistently and you need that many, okay, fine.
Yeah.
If not, I would say 8 to 10. And the only reason I would say 10 is for breakage.
Right. Have you had any break?
Probably a piece or two. Not a ton.
Yeah.
But I don't use it a ton. But I just feel like if you're having a dinner party, you're probably having between 4 and 8 people.
Right.
Like I said, unless you have this very large family. Yeah. Anything above that, it's actually easier to rent.
Totally.
Oh, interesting.
I have to tell you, renting is not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They drop it off to you, and all you have to do is rinse it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, like, wash it and polish it and care for it.
Right.
So if you're going to have a ton of people over...
Renting is always easier. And then you can not change even it up. It's so much more inexpensive than you think.
Completely.
So many times I've been like, I'm just going to rent all this stuff, and then I'll call it in. They're like, it'll be $120. I'm like, what? That's it? And you'll bring it and take it and scrub
it? And then you can change it up the next time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do something you wouldn't own.
Exactly.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You've caught up on your drinking. Very impressive.
I know. I had to.
Mm.
Let's talk trust. Trust is possibly one of the most important things to have, especially with those closest to us. But sometimes even those closest to us might make a mistake and ruin it, leaving you feeling uneasy about everything. You know what I'm talking about. But is it possible to regain that trust? Wells Fargo is a company with a storied past, and a big part of that past was built around building trust. Back in the day when the country headed west for gold, Wells Fargo was the bank trusted to bring it back east. But somewhere along the way, Wells Fargo, they lost their way. So now they're working hard to earn your trust again. They're making things right by ending product sales goals for branch bankers. They are refocusing on customer satisfaction, making it a top priority, and they're working with more transparency and accountability and fixing problems proactively. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like their first day. So go see what's new at wellsfargo.com/renew. Established 1852. Reestablished 2018.
Do you want to know something hilarious? We're at Lido House. And for the movie night thing we went to. And the kids were going to the bathroom, and there's a code for the bathroom. So we're like, oh, what's the code for the bathroom? And they went, whatever it was, like 435 pound. We're like, okay, 435 pound. The kids were like, huh? We're like 435 pound. And then finally, 435 hashtag.
Yeah.
They didn't know what pound was.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But even like on like recordings now,
yeah,
people like on like an automated recording, it'll say pound or hashtag.
It does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because I think it's just, it's the new norm.
Yeah. I wonder what age that is.
I don't know.
Anyone under 20 doesn't know what pound
seriously,
is.
Seriously, it's pathetic. It's ridiculous.
I think that's the case.
At what point do you feel like Instagram and like social media is too much?
I mean,
I feel like I find myself in this like rabbit hole.
Uh-huh.
Like once you start,
right,
you just like go so deep that right, all of a sudden you look up and you're like, oh my God, I've been on for like half an hour.
You know what I think about sometimes? If Instagram never existed, how much more time would we have in our day? Good, bad, or otherwise?
I'm caught up.
See, I had Facebook and I deleted it because I hated it. Yeah. And I was like, I'm wasting so much time just scrolling and
right,
looking at what people are eating. It's like, why do I care?
Right. I've never understood Facebook.
Me neither.
But Instagram is different, right? Because it's
yeah,
easy. It's just photos.
Pictures.
Just,
yeah.
But you can still get in such a rabbit hole.
Right.
And then it like, it's like, it completely messes with your brain because then you're like looking at all these people who live these fabulous quote unquote lives
totally,
with these amazing
Instagram
bodies
lives,
and all
yeah,
these, that you're like, oh my, like you start to feel bad about yourself. You're like,
right,
Jesus,
but
like
that's
what?
The problem. That's the Instagram bullshit life.
I know, and
right,
that's
like
what's
that,
scary is that so many people start to like
and
become depressed,
people,
right? Because you're like
suicidal.
Yeah, it's a massive thing. Like, at what point do you? I mean, do you think it'll ever end, and we'll sort of like cycle back
no,
to what it used to be?
No,
or do you think it's
think
just
it will
gonna
keep getting worse? And I think that more people will get divorced. More people will have body issues.
I think
the
so,
body issue thing with young girls.
It's so scary.
Totally.
I mean, by the way, I even have it.
Listen, from Instagram?
Oh, yes.
See, I feel like, no, you don't. You're
oh,
so grounded.
No. You know what it is? It's more of a, like, it does bring self-doubt. It totally
really,
does. You don't
no,
feel that at all.
Not at all. I mean,
because
no,
you're just confident enough that you're like, ah,
well,
this is all like sort of BS.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I also chalk it up to, listen, I'm not trying to be a supermodel. I'm doing the
right,
best I can.
Right.
You know.
That's
like,
why I don't put filters
right,
on my pictures.
I know. And that's why you like close-up selfies that I
I know.
I know.
This
like,
girl.
I can edit this. She's
yeah,
like, nope, let it ride. And I love that about you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
so funny. You're like, I've got a girl in India.
Yeah.
And I'm
we'll send it to her and it'll ping back 30 minutes and we will look great.
I'm like,
shut
no,
up.
She does.
Yes.
Not a girl in India.
Yes.
100%.
In India.
My graphic design team. They work through the night. I couldn't even explain.
You send
it,
the photos to
well,
them?
I would. I don't normally like
what
I do
you
like
just face
you.
Tune
but
you
have.
If you're going to face
oh,
tune.
I have. Certainly. If there's a group of us and it's not ideal lighting.
Shut
oh, admittingly,
up. You
yes,
send it to India?
Yes. And I tell her.
It's a good time difference.
No
yes,
wonder you don't care because you have a girl in India.
Oh, well, Lord, that's for me, that's just face. I just like
hilarious,
smooth my eyes, smooth my under eyes,
oh,
too much expression.
So
I only do,
funny.
I don't do that. I don't do body things or things like that.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you
yeah,
say, you got to let it ride. You got to be who you are in person. And
right.
And if you mess with pictures so much, you could spend an hour on a post. Who has that kind of time? Like, I've seen you post, and that's why you're
yeah,
so good at what you do, and why people love you, is because your posting process is all of 30 seconds. I'm
yes,
like, no,
oh, yeah, wait, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, there it goes.
Yep.
Okay. Like, there might have been a better one. Wait, let me check my phone. Oh, whoops.
Got there. We were at Lena House. I go, let's do a selfie. And the lighting was actually really nice because
yeah,
it was coming
yeah,
into the bar, and I go, right here. And Lindsay goes, it was me and Lindsay and Bahar. She goes, no,
not
that's why I want to take the picture, and we'll just stand over there. And everybody go, no,
no.
We took the picture, and that was it.
Yeah, I love
but that's
it. Sometimes
it
you need to do those.
Yeah,
you know?
And sometimes you don't have to show everything. Like for example, like when we went to the Lido House that night,
yeah,
I had my Ode to Greece,
yes,
outfit on.
Yes,
you should have shown that.
It was
yes,
Greece-ish.
Yeah,
it was just like
was
not
cute,
literal, but just like, you know, Greece-ish with
yeah,
my jacket and my ponytail and the whole thing. But like, I didn't want to be going to Greece.
Right.
Here's my outfit.
Right. But there's some people who gain followers, right, from
right,
showing what their lifestyle is.
Well, look at Chrissy Teigen. I mean, I think out of everyone.
Oh, my God. Did you see her recent post?
Of
on
her
story?
Stretch marks.
I
yeah,
loved that.
It was great.
So much.
She was showing her stretch marks, and she was like, okay, I guess this is my new body.
Right.
And what I love about it, I think the reason why
so
Chrissy's
great,
so incredibly popular is because she's very real. And
right,
none
mm-hmm,
of it's put on. She's just like, I'm a mom.
Mm-hmm.
I've had two kids. Now I have stretch marks. Here's my kids.
Yep.
Here's what's going on with me.
Right.
I'm not perfect.
Right. She's like, John, do you want to say hi to my millions of followers? Like,
she does.
Oh,
I
yeah. She's just so cool. I think
she's very funny. She
yeah,
wrote on a happy birthday post to John. She's like, dear John, you're so like sweet and kind and this and that. She goes, notice I didn't write funny, because if I wrote funny, you wouldn't have believed this.
That's great.
I love it.
I need to have less people I follow, because I just get through a couple and then I'm like, but you're good like that. Yours is very well.
I purge.
You purge. You're such a good purger. I need to purge, because, you know, somehow it just gets so cluttered. And then I'm just like, oh, I'm so over this. I forget. Mm-hmm.
I think you have to follow people that inspire you.
It should be inspiring.
Whether it like turns you on in some way, like whether it's inspiring work-wise or
fitness, travel, fashion.
Or it just makes you laugh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In the middle of your day.
Like, that's why those do so
like
well.
Like if you love cat memes, like Terry laughs his butt off.
No, he does not.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's such a smart person, and he loves the cat memes.
Oh, yeah,
if I followed that, it would make me insane.
Me too, but he likes cat memes. What can I tell you?
There's something for everyone.
Yeah, there is.
There really is.
Oh, my gosh.
That would make me insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't watch that stuff. So we were in Minnesota this weekend, and we did 20 hours live, and my feet hurt so bad. Mm. That was like a disaster. So you're standing on cement for 20 hours. It's crazy. Right. Natalie and I were talking about this before. I used to wear heels.
Yeah.
Wore my Banana Republic 12 hour heels, whatever they're called. By the way, I still love those.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good product.
Yeah.
But then I switched to flats. But even in flats, you're on this like hard cement space.
Yes.
Right.
It's almost like you just have to go to sneakers.
Right? I know. But that's like, imagine a server, right?
Right.
Works for a 12 hour day. Right. Exactly.
Or nurses.
Yeah.
Or doctors.
Or whatever. Yeah. But like, it's exhausting.
And they say that standing is harder on your body than walking. Right? Just standing.
Although
there.
Terry says sitting is the hardest. He said sitting is this new smoking.
Huh.
But that's why a lot of offices have now changed it to like the stand-up desks.
Yes.
And they,
at our agency, they have like treadmill desks.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
It's
fancy.
My sister makes so much fun of me, because I've always had like a ball chair. And so she'll send me like those little like whatever things that are making fun of people. She's like, this is perfect for you. If you are a person that would sit on a ball chair, and it's all these like ridiculous, like hyperactive, aggressive things. Meanwhile, I'm on my like second ball chair, like several options.
Oh my God, I love
so
it.
But sitting is the new smoking.
Sitting is the new smoking. So my feet hurt so bad. If you watch my Instagram story, I took the little disposable slippers from the JW Marriott, and I wore them out of there. I wore them to the studio. Yeah. I wore them for two shows. I wore them to the airport. And then I decided it wasn't enough of a barrier between me and the floor.
Yeah.
So I went back to my flats at a certain point. But it was really like, man, my feet hurt.
It makes it even more exhausting, I think, the whole experience. It's
true.
A lot.
And you work so hard in your daily life, right?
Right.
It's not like you're lounging and then you go do 20 hours, right? Like you're working your butt off, whether it's, you know, your career, your house, your kids, well, I mean, all the stuff you do. And then you go into 20 hours. We're just not built that way.
It's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I feel like we have like 1,000 more things we need to talk about. Will you come back?
Yes.
Promise.
Love to. Anytime.
Because I want to talk about anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about doing a show about anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And you know what else I want to talk about? But I don't feel like being sad right now.
Mm.
But I'll just give you like a little teaser on it. So remember I was listening to Dance With My Father like a month ago or a few weeks ago? You know the song Dance With My Father?
No.
Luther Vandross?
Oh.
It's about how his father died.
Yes.
So Richard Marx wrote that song with him.
Okay.
And Luther's passed away. And,
right.
And so Richard recorded a version of it.
Okay.
So I'd listened to it, and I was telling a story about how I was like sobbing and thinking about our friend who lost. Because part of the song is like, you know, I pray for my mom more than me. This was her one love. And she wants to dance with him and the whole thing and whatever. And so we were on the plane home from Minnesota, and I got those AirPods? Is that what you call them?
Yeah, black AirPods.
I have the black ones.
Yeah.
Do you have the black ones?
Yeah, remember Craig was the one that was
on. Oh, right. You're the one that sent them to me. Did you send yours in and have them changed, or did you buy the black ones?
I didn't know you could buy black ones. We sent them in.
No, you could buy the black ones.
We bought the black ones.
There are new black.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can either take your white ones and send them in.
It wasn't from Apple. It was like another company.
Are they still called AirPods?
Oh, yeah, they're Apple AirPods. So.
Oh, cool.
Because you can get knockoffs from like China or something, but because my brother-in-law got them and they don't work.
Right.
I think it was an Apple product. You don't think?
I don't know. Did it sync up to your phone and it said your
totally.
AirPods. They probably were.
No, they're Apple.
Yeah.
I think now they have this company that changes them for you or will just sell them to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave Max wanted a pair. So I gave her the old white ones and I bought a pair of black ones. Anyway, so I was sitting on the plane. I have my black ones in because those white ones always look like Shrek.
Yeah, they really do. They're so hideous.
Out of the ears.
I'm just Terry's brother.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So I was listening to it, and that song, we were below Wi-Fi, yeah. And so I could only listen to downloaded music. Anyway, so the Richard singing that song came on, and I started sobbing.
On the plane,
and I was thinking about, you know, I've never lost, I don't even want to say it out loud, I don't want to jinx anyone, but I haven't had that, thankfully. Right. But obviously it's lurking out there. It will happen. Right. And we've had some friends that have had major losses right. in their little families mm-hmm. recently. And so it started me thinking about that. Anyway, so I want to talk about that too. Yeah. And I want to talk about, like, you know, living in the moment and how we, because, you know, we talk, and even today we were talking about writing cards and doing something for us, mm-hmm. but we understand the big picture. And
right.
we know when we talk about those things, it's always a basis of, you know, we love our significant others, and there's a baseline matters. Of, you know, love and commitment, right. and that's kind of above it. But, mm-hmm. you know, I started thinking about that. So I want to do a show about that
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so will you come back?
Yes, would love to.
Okay, yay. Great. And tomorrow we have our first big promotion for our book.
Yeah, so excited.
Yeah, we're filming on The Doctors tomorrow. Yay! It'll air in October, but we're filming tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I have to do it at 4:30 in the morning, so I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for listening. We have some really exciting things coming up.
Yes, we do.
That Natalie won't let me tell you about.
I know.
Because it hasn't been solidified yet. Right. I really think you're going to like it. It's going to be good.
Sense. Hey, don't forget to check the show notes so you can see all of our sponsors' amazing deals.
Thank you so much for coming, Lindsay.
Thank you. Thank
so
you
fun for the having champs. You. Yeah, of course. Bye, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.